Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Tell you what, Batman, to conclude our conversation we were just having before we started the show, pretty sure it would be a good idea to not have any murders take place in this studio, because if it does, this entire place is caked with your co-host Hugh's DNA all over the place.
I can imagine
what kind of bodily functions there are on this table. It is disturbing how much stuff is sitting across from me here.
Agreed.
I feel very bad. Actually, Magic Matt LeBlanc, you're a very, very lucky man to not have to work in this studio, my friend.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and actually, if the CSI went through that place, it might clean it up a bit for you.
Well, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. It'd be nice, because somebody should clean this up.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was just a few hours ago that he was here, so yeah. I do clean it twice a week, but God, damn it.
Disgusting.
It's like the Cookie Monster went to town on a bag of chips.
It is,
what,
yeah.
What does he eat during the show?
He did have chips. It's really funny you said that.
How can you eat chips while doing a radio show?
He does it. He gets here like 40 minutes before we're supposed to do the show and then eats them.
Well, yeah, I think so. Todd, I'm a Hugh. I have an accent.
That was Asian, I think.
Sorry. How can you do a British accent? I'm not very good at a British accent.
Yeah, but he's Scottish.
Well, I can't do a Scottish accent either. But you know what I can do? I can do some things. Hey, everybody. This is Peter King. I can do stuff. I'm just not good with accents. Well, I can do a few accents. Hola, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you for coming to our restaurant. You know. All right, I'm sorry.
That was still a little Americanized. You gotta get a little more oomph in there.
Here. Mexican America, don't like get into gang fights, right? Right.
Hey man, you got to get a little bit more crazy with it, man.
I can't see much better, much better. What? See, I told you. Listen to how good I can do it.
Oh man, you got to be kidding me. What do you mean no hacienda?
See,
I got my jivvy.
See,
that's a lot better.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you very
improved
much.
Improved dramatically just in the last 30 seconds.
Because I took a drink of water. Welcome to the Brad Westmar Make an Ass of Yourself show. I am Brad, along with my co-host Magic Matt LeBlanc from the TV show that really, really got crappy there at the end. Friends, nice to have you here, Matt.
I was going to say Joey.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Wasn't he Joey?
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc was Joey. That is true. And which reminds me of this ridiculous Facebook exchange that I saw. Facebook is just terrible. I mean, it's just there's just people that I don't know how to explain it. Their status updates are just ridiculous. And one guy said something about, "Whoa, I was watching," and by the way, he's gay. He's like, "I'm watching Glee, and it's amazing. Here's Danny Bonaducci playing so and so's mother." And somebody else is like, "I don't think that's Danny Bonaducci." And somebody else said, "I think it's," and then they. It was actually Donnie Most, the guy who played
Ralph Mouth.
Okay. But somebody mixed up, like, they called him Donnie Potsy or something like that. And then it took him like 14 different exchanges to come up with, oh, Donnie Most. He played Potsy. No, he played Ralph. It was just a mess. And yes, to get back to what you were saying, he played Joey. That is correct. Although, what was the name of the dude that played Chandler? His real name was...
Matthew Perry?
Thank you. You're right. It was. Right? So you're going to be Matthew Perry and Matt LeBlanc. We're just going to knock out the Friends BS right now. So,
all right. We'll see it's whatever. An all Friends episode.
Hey, it's an all. It's a very special Brad Westmar show. Yes.
I can't wait to find out if Ross and Rachel get together by the end of our show.
There is absolutely no way they're going to, because he is such a retard, you know. But, all right. And, of course, Batman is in the Batcave for us, as usual. Let's get to a few things. First of all, I want to get something off my chest. It is not easy being a Husker and Cowboy fan. It was a really, really bad weekend for me. Really. I mean, it was disturbing. But, you know, let's be honest. My score prediction for the Huskers versus the Badgers was not that far off.
Okay? No, you were pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the Cowboys game, this was the worst part. And I realized, again, when it was all said and done, I said to myself, I'm glad that this doesn't have any kind of weight on my life or my future. It means nothing to me. I am not a part of the team. I'm not a member of the team. It's no big deal, you know. Yeah. But the problem is when you say something or if you talk smack at all, that's when you feel stupid in the end. And for some reason, I've been talking smack on Twitter the last couple of weeks, and this week was no different because the Cowboys are up 27-3, and Gus Johnson is calling the Chiefs game, and I'm watching the Cowboys game on an illegal internet site on my computer, and I'm watching the Chiefs game on my TV, both 19-inchers that I'm or 22-inchers that I'm too far away from to see in the first place, but I'm watching it, and I'm like 27-3, and I'm tweeting like, "Hey, Gus Johnson, stick it up your butthole," you know, because he's a big Lions fan, you know. He's always talking about my Lions. Hey, did you see my Lions? And it's like, it's the stupidest thing in the world for a broadcaster to be doing and talking about. But he does, and he gets away with it because he's black. And, well, I don't know. What are the reasons? What are you gonna, I mean, come on. Well, what if Kevin Harlan did that, you know?
That's a universal issue, though, now among sportscasters, whether it's somebody on the radio or whether they're on SportsCenter or doing a game like that.
Yeah.
It's common now for these guys to let you know what their loyalties are. And it's one of my big pet peeves.
I agree. I don't like it at all. And so I started talking smack, you know, towards Gus Johnson, not that he was seeing it, you know, about the Cowboys whipping up on his Lions. And the next thing I know, I'm eating my words. And that's where it gets embarrassing. And that's why I need to learn to just shut up. Because usually I'm very humble. You know, because it's not easy being a Cowboys and Husker. Basically, if you're not a Husker and Cowboy fan, you hate the Huskers and the Cowboys. And I couldn't have picked two worse teams to like in my lifetime. So, you know.
Yeah, you picked a couple of polarizing teams there.
Yes. Yes, I did. In fact, things were getting so good in that Lions game that I literally, this is another jinx for you, I literally started to think to myself, Super Bowl?
Super Bowl?
Oh, what a jinx.
Did you really? Oh, like for the Lions or for the Cowboys?
For the Cowboys. For the Cowboys. But look what happened. Look, you know who's going to get it? It's going to be the Lions. I mean, seriously, the way things are falling for the Lions, seriously, you may as well just give them the Lombardi Trophy right now because it's all falling their way right now. It really, really is. And I would not be surprised at all if you see them in the Super Bowl. And I know they're only 4-0, but I'm just saying, when things start falling a team's way, you've seen it before. They just go that way. They're either going to be in the Super Bowl or they're going to get a first round bye and get knocked out in the second round.
Well, you never know. It may be karma just paying them back all at once in a good way. You know, for years of being so terrible, for going 0-16 and everything else.
Yeah, for living through Gary Danielson and Eric Hipple and
Eminem,
John Kitna, Eminem. That's right.
They're just paying them back for everything all at once.
And just the fact that Detroit, Michigan is still the world's most, or the United States' most dangerous city, you know.
Murder capital of the world.
Go figure. Yeah. So one more thing I wanted to mention. Two more things, actually, sports-worthy-wise. First of all, talking about this guy here, I got to say, hey, everybody, this is Peter King. I literally laughed out loud to myself between 10 and 10:30 on, like, Friday night because I happened to wake up, you know, in my chair, and there was it was an NBC made show on the NFL Network or something. It was some kind of a football show, and it had Peter King was on there, and he was on there like quite a bit. And I woke up to Peter King's voice and face, and I literally started laughing to myself, going, "You know what, Brad? Your Peter King imitation is almost spot on, if I do say so myself. I mean, I got to admit, Matt, it's pretty good."
Not too bad.
I mean,
no, not at all.
I used to think I was over exaggerating the way he talks, but you know what? The more you listen to him in a lengthy period of time, the more he does sound like that. So,
yeah,
he's still a tool bag no matter what.
The less sense he makes, the more he talks, the less sense he makes.
Yep. Yep. And the more nerdy he sounds. So,
yeah. Yeah. Isn't he? Isn't he like the nerdiest guy in the world?
Yeah. I don't know. Look at John Clayton.
Ah, good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but people tend to like John Clayton because he at least makes sense and speaks from knowledge and everything else, you know.
He just looks, he looks like there might be some party in there, you know. Like he could party a little bit, but I don't see that with Peter King.
Like a cancer patient is what he looks like, don't you think? I mean,
ooh, Don Clayton?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
I don't know.
His hair. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Real quick. And also, Vass Ackward's Fantasy Football. We got the update now. And I was very, very surprised to find out that I actually gained some ground on Jared this week.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a good week kind of all together with everybody. You didn't like have anybody really perform well. So they really did a nice job of playing down for you.
Yeah, but Sunday night, you and I were texting back and forth, and I was just sitting in front of my TV, and I don't know if you were too, but it sounds like you were watching it. I mean, Mark Sanchez, the gift that keeps on giving to Jared, I mean, the guy was just so bad, and I thought for sure he was going to just, Jared was going to run off with a huge lead on me now, but thankfully, like you said, since I had such a good even, you know, week, I apparently was able to gain a point or two on him, so.
Yeah, you did all right. You had Mike Tolbert had a pretty crappy week for you, and yeah. But if it weren't for Mark Sanchez and that, I called it a statement performance on Sunday night. He staked and claimed to that least valuable player award in our league. He was awesome, but he got a ton of points off him. Almost all of Jared's points came from Sanchez.
I was wondering about that. Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Sanchez. I do not know how to protect the ball. Yeah. He's just awful.
He's terrible.
Horrible.
I was adding him up, and I'm like, gosh, and four turnovers?
Yeah, and I believe you said to me in our exchange, let's just go ahead and see what you said to me. You said that I hate him and he sucks. How could I not pick him?
I know, it's so obvious.
I know, and I said that I kind of wanted the same thing, but he's elusively bad because the team has had so much recent success, and I think I think that has something to do with it. And then, of course, also the New York media, you said, tricked you, which is probably true, too. So
all I see is pictures of him with his shirt off whenever I turn on the TV. And they always talk about how good the Jets are. I got fooled.
Speaking of shirt off, I posted my favorite picture of what's his name?
Is that real?
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe, I mean, I sent it to Jared, and Jared didn't comment, so I don't know if it's not, but I don't know.
That was pretty funny. I thought it was I'd never seen that picture until today.
Terry Francona, I had never seen it either, and I don't know why. Oh, I know why, because I Googled his images, because I wanted to see, I couldn't remember what he looked like when he was a bad player for the Montreal Expos. And because that's what I told Jared, I said, it's too bad. You know, he's such a great manager, but, you know, it's amazing how not so great players become good managers. And so I Googled that to try to find some pictures of Francona in the 80s. And I come up with this picture of Francona with his shirt off, flexing his bicep and holding a drink. So I don't know. It's probably fake now that you say that. I didn't really check it out. But
I don't know. It was awesome anyway.
I thought so. I posted it on bradwestmar.com, and you can check that out. So I'll tell you, Matt, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on with you. I know that you had a little bit of a something that you wanted to share with us and our three listeners. And by the way, could be two. I really don't know. I don't know. I mean,
could
I don't know.
Four.
It could be four. What?
Man.
Which part?
Kick you in the eye.
You're talking about the
man. I can see our stats every week, and I know that you have listeners.
Okay.
It's not my fault. They're lethargic.
Matt. Do you? Speaking of lethargic, we have a lethargic interview coming up next segment. But I don't know, Matt. Do you believe him?
I'm gonna believe him.
Well. Okay. Let me ask you this. I know you've got family members and friends that probably you've told about the show, and I know that there may be one or two people in your family that listen. I mean, does anybody ever give you feedback? I mean, or do you ever hear anything, or do they not really say anything? Because, you know, I'll tell you this. Back on the old show, my wife listened to a lot of the shows. And that was back when it was a three-hour show. She would listen to it. And I don't know if she listened to see if I would talk about her or what, you know, why, but she would every once in a while make a comment or ask me a question or something like that. So, I mean, I knew she was listening. But you know what? She hasn't listened to a lick of this show. Not a lick. And I don't know if it's just the title of the show. I don't know if it's just me. Or what it is, but I'm not getting any feedback from anybody. So my question to you is, are you getting any feedback from people on an irregular basis that you know?
No.
See? I rest my case. I rest.
I'll ask people. I'm like, well, do you listen? And then they say, oh, yeah, it was good. It was good. Yes. We talked about it a little bit, but that's about it.
What are we doing here? What?
I think we're controversial enough.
You know, the only reason that I'm doing this show still is because you spent $100 on a microphone, and I feel bad.
Down.
A little Facebook, advertising from Jackalope Radio wouldn't hurt at all. Every once in a while, there on the old Facebook wall,
we do that on Fridays.
Yeah, I don't.
Have
ever,
you not been seeing it?
Never see it. Rarely see it. Rarely.
Poor blind bastard.
Rarely see it. Rarely, but that's okay. Never mind. That's we don't ask for much. We didn't have a deal. It's okay. It's okay.
We actually do. We do the whole lineup. We advertise for Dean. We advertise for you. We advertise for Mike.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do during the break. I'm going to go onto Facebook.com. I'm going to take a look at your wall. I'm going to see if it was actually posted last week on October 1st.
You can go ahead and do that.
Okay. I'll take a look. I'll see. Dean who? Dean
Haglin.
I know. The show that we have to cut off every week to start my show. Maybe that's why nobody's listening. They're mad at me for cutting off Dean Haglin. I don't know.
Maybe
right.
He needs more listeners. We can piggyback.
No, I don't. That's the problem. I don't think Dean Haglin needs more listeners, but we do. We're not getting piggybacked at all. I don't think. I don't know. Nobody
wants
to
see
me.
Some numbers.
I
want to see numbers.
I agree, Matt. I would like to see them on paper. I'm from the Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm from
Missouri.
I'll
do a screen cap for you, and then you can be quiet from now on.
Okay. But the screen cap, you'll have to explain the screen cap to me. But anyway, all right. I got to stop because I know Matt has something he'd like to share and get off his chest. Yes. So go right ahead, Matt. The floor is yours. Until I interrupt, of course.
Feel free.
Okay.
Feel free to jump in.
We'll do.
Well, I've got a great story. It was two nights ago. Let's just say a friend of mine has a son that is a sophomore in high school. And this son of his has gotten a little more freedom lately.
Oh, it's kind of like you have a friend. It's kind of like how I have a friend whose daughter kept him up almost all night last night because his wife is out of town and she was unhappy because mommy wasn't there. Similar idea. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
It's exactly like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anyway, so this friend of mine and his wife were watching TV, and his son comes back downstairs with this friend of his, and he doesn't have school the next day because of conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes into his basement, and it's pretty dark because they're watching TV, and his friend, and he's kind of shielding himself from his parents, and then he scoots into his room with his friend, and it was real quick. Usually he hangs around and chats a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so then a friend of mine, a little bit later, goes upstairs to put his dogs outside. Well, when he puts the dogs outside, the deck kind of goes past the edge of the house so he can see his son's window. Well, he just happens to look down and see the screen on the ground from his son's window, which is really easy to sneak in and out of. And this friend of mine knew this day would come. So he checks periodically when there's friends over for his son.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as my friend sees this,
it's very hard to tell the story. It's very hard to tell the story this way, is it not?
I don't want to embarrass my friend or
sure.
his son.
No, I understand. I understand.
So he goes back downstairs and goes into his son's room, and his son's sitting there on playing Xbox. I almost said PlayStation. I'm kind of out of it.
Yeah, it's okay.
playing the
same thing.
Playing the Xbox, and then his friend is in the bathroom. So I'm like, oh, he's, where's your friend? Or no, my friend said,
sure,
your son, where's your friend?
Wait a minute. I know what you meant. Okay.
All right. So then he was in the bathroom claiming to be sick. So I'm like, well, is he okay? And then he's like, yeah, he'll be fine in a little bit. Are you guys? And then my friend says, what's that on your neck? And then my friend's son goes, What? Is there something on my neck? I'm like, yeah. Or my friend was like, yeah. Sure. And he goes, he says,
wow.
He says, here, come show your mom. And then,
oh no.
He walks out there, and my friend's wife says, what the heck is that on your neck?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I think I got burnt. Yeah, I got burnt from the bonfire we were at. I was twirling a stick around and it burnt my neck.
Lord, oh my God. Now, I don't mean to cut you off, but at this point, it's probably a good time to play this special little clip here, because when something like this happens.
Can I have your attention, please? Will everyone please clear the pool for a short safety break?
There we go. Time to clear the pool. Okay. Okay. I'm sure that's what happened here too with your friend and his wife. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so he goes,
"Come on, man."
So then I'm like, then he quickly changed his story to saying that one of his friends had bit him in the neck.
Oh, for God's sake.
My friend had no idea that his son was hanging out with vampires, and that's what they did. I thought, or my friend thought, he was just hanging out with some of his upperclassmen friends that he has.
Yeah.
But so the kid goes, walks over to my friend and says, and my friend looks at his son and says, "Really? That's the story you're going to go with? Your friend bit you in the neck?" "Yeah. Yep. Okay, then." And then he goes, "Okay, are you guys going to go to bed?" And my friend and his wife are like, "Yeah, in a few minutes when our show's over." And at this point, they know if something else is up. So he goes back into his room and then my friend and his wife shut off the TV.
This is so hard to follow, I got to tell you.
Shut off the TV. They go upstairs. And anyway, and about 10 minutes later, my friend decides to knock on his son's door again. And he goes to check on his friend, quote unquote, the kid's friend, who's still in the bathroom at this point, 20 minutes later.
Oh, my.
So my friend knocks on the door, and the kid inside says, "Yeah, I'm not feeling good. My stomach's cramping." Well, eventually, my friend talks him out, says, "Come on out. You know, I got to check on you, see if I need to call your parents." And he comes out, and he's standing between my friend and the bathroom door. And he goes, "Oh, do you guys like have any Tums?" And my friend was like, "Yeah, I'll get you some as soon as I use the bathroom here real quick." And he peeks around the door in the bathroom, and there's a girl hiding in the bathroom. It snuck into the house.
Oh, my God. Once again.
Down, down, down. Yep.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she was asked to leave. The friend had to call his parents to come get him and explain what was going on. And my friend's son is in a lot of trouble.
See, now, and I thought the moral of the story was going to be that you had a friend who has a gay son. That's no, that's what that was where I thought you were going with that, but obviously,
my wife said.
Obviously,
that excuse was a little gay. She says,
yeah. And here's the thing about hickeys. Okay, here's the thing about those. I think you know this, Matt. I think everybody knows this. That's under the age of 50 or over the age of 15. There is no other way to explain them away. Okay.
No.
They are what they are. They're there, and you better just fess up, you know.
And kids don't know that.
No. No.
It's just something they have to learn.
It's like cigarette smoke. You know, they think, "Oh, I'm going to chew a piece of gum and eat a taco burger from Taco John's," and you know, they won't smell it, the cigarette at all on my breath.
This was a serious hickey too. Wow. I'm talking like walnut size, and bright red.
Wow. And see, you know, I honestly never not going to say I didn't participate, but I never understood them. I just didn't get it. I mean, it's like, really? Just the way to mark. It's like marking your territory. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. But I got one time, and it was an accident. I mean, it wasn't very much of one at all.
Mm-hmm.
But,
accidents. Yeah, they happen.
Yeah. My girlfriend and I were at the grocery store, and her dad worked there, and we went there to see him, and he noticed it. He goes, "It's like somebody was attached to your neck there." She goes, "Oh, yeah, I was babysitting." She's babysitting at the time. "So-and-so, and he pinched me." And you could maybe see that because that's how small it was. But, you know, he wasn't buying it. And he looks straight at me, and he says, "Well, you just better be more careful next time so that doesn't happen again." And I was like, I just want to get out of there.
Yeah. Now, and that's why I mean, really, when you're a teenager, do you want to get in trouble? I mean, if you're going to be in trouble for something like that, I mean, I guess it depends on, you know, what your parents are like, but you and I grew up in middle class, you know, I don't want to say strict, but stricter than a lot of parents these days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just the way it was. Now, did you say something to me earlier? We got to take a break here, but did you say something to me earlier that I may have given you a remedy? Because if I did, I don't remember. I'm for sure.
I'm almost positive it was you because we were hanging out at that time and it was toothpaste. Somebody told me sometime to put toothpaste on them.
No, my friend. Let me, that could be. for hickeys, but I can tell you for a fact you may have it mixed up with, I actually did a radio bit, I have it on tape of this during when I was filling in for the morning show. Toothpaste is used for acne, okay? Toothpaste, okay, for some reason will dry out a zit. But I have found out since then that hydrocortisone, or actually, no, Preparation H, the stuff you, you know, put on your old, you know, sore, you know.
Yeah,
that does an even better job on zits and acne and whatnot. So as for the toothpaste on hickeys, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. So maybe you got your home remedies mixed up of mine.
What would you rather buy? If you go to the store and you got a zit, what would you rather buy? Zit cream or
toothpaste?
Preparation H.
Or zit cream. Yeah, OxyClean. Yeah. I mean, definitely Preparation H. Oh, God. Well, I hope that your friend's son, A, is not gay, and B, eventually gets ungrounded.
I know he's not gay, and I don't know about getting ungrounded.
I won't even ask you how you know he's not gay, but I'm just kidding. The story made sense when you finally hit the punchline there at the end. I was like, wait, is this kid gay? I'm like, what is going on here?
No, it was building.
Gotcha. It was actually pretty good for as crazy of a story as it was. So
What a night for my friend.
What a night. Let's go ahead go ahead. I'm sorry. What was that?
I was going to say he didn't get much sleep that
night. No, I can imagine he didn't. And neither did my friend whose daughter was up all night. But let's go ahead and take a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. I wanted to use Rosetta Stizone to get in touch with some of my coworkers and where they come from. They used to always talk to me in the hall, and I never knew what they were saying. A lot of my friends and family questioned my desire to speak Ebonics, saying that it was much too difficult to learn. What impresses me most about Rosetta Stizone is that it asks me a question in Ebonics. I thought the question in Ebonics, and then thought the answer to the question in Ebonics, and then spoke it in Ebonics.
What you got with my 40, homie?
What you got with my 40, homie? Let's see. Let's try the next one.
The trailer park and the farm is going east, homie.
The trailer park and the farm is going east, homie. Yeah, people can definitely learn a language with Rosetta Stizone. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Say, Cracker, you don't want this. You'll get messed up around here. You did.
Say, Cracker, you don't want this. You'll get messed up around here. You dig? I think my coworkers will be proud. I know I am. Rosetta Stizone changed my life.
The following program is intended for immature audiences. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad is not here with us, but we still have Crazy Matt is here. Matt LeBlanc.
It's LeBlanc, if you don't mind.
LeBlanc, sorry, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a special guest with us right now, don't we, Batman?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. We've got someone here on the line for you, Matt.
Awesome. Everybody, I'm proud to announce on the show here, Chiefs head coach, Todd Haley. How's it going, coach?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
What you up to tonight, coach?
Not a whole lot.
you doing okay? You had a little tiff with your starting quarterback this weekend. Everything okay between you two?
Everything is really good for you and I. We're getting along just fine. I like to fire up my quarterback, and you'll have to excuse me for a second. I'm taking a nap.
you're gonna continue the interview while you're napping?
Yes, that's okay with you.
You know, you don't sound like a mean guy, coach, but you kind of come across a little bit grouchy on TV.
Well, you know, have you seen some of the things I've worn on TV before? Did you see my pink sweater?
It did. It was cool.
Pink sweater, and I wear size quadruple XL t-shirt and pants that are too big. I learned that from Herm Edwards.
Are you okay, coach? I mean, physically, because you looked a little disheveled this weekend at the game.
Well, you'd be disheveled too if you had your quarterback call you a pussy.
That wasn't very nice. Not at all.
No, it was not. It was not good. And I was not happy, but thank thank God, LaRon McLean was there to separate us. Yes.
Yeah, LaRon McLean is ever the peacemaker with the teams he's on. Hey, Coach, you know, with your you kind of had a maybe a little bit of a gray beard coming in there, pretty strong too. Are you trying to look like the Chiefs mascot there, that wolf?
His name is Casey Wolf, by the way. Casey Wolf is our mascot. No, you know, when I first started coaching the Chiefs, I didn't have any gray hair. It's just taken a toll on me here, being the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah.
Answer me this. Why do they have a wolf as a mascot?
I have no effing idea. Not a clue. Don't understand it at all. You know, in Arizona, we got a cardinal, you know, and in Kansas City, it should be an Indian. We're the Chiefs, you know, and that's the way I think. That's what I think anyway.
Would make a little more sense, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yes. Hey, excuse me for a second. I need to take a drink of Dramamine.
Okay.
I'm back.
You know, some people have kind of described your appearance as kind of a homeless looking for you. When you're on the road, do you prefer cardboard boxes in alleys, or do you just sleep under bridges?
That's a good question, and I think people ask me that before. And you know, the truth of the matter is that I prefer wherever I can go. Sometimes I end up in Dwayne Bowe's room. Have you heard Dwayne Bowe? He ends up with lots of hookers in his room, and so that's where I tend to want to stay. But sometimes I'll end up under the bridge. So it just varies, you know. But
okay.
I don't why if people are taking a look at my. The way I look and everything, because you know, it's just I'm Todd Haley, you know, and sometimes I forget my razor when I'm on the road, you know, and that's just what happens. And also the big baggy pants, you know, I mean, I want to be comfortable on the sideline, and so that's why I wear big pants.
You never know, you could get so angry too sometimes, you could grow up to 9 feet tall and get green skin, and you're going to need those big baggy pants to stretch out the rest of you.
That's true. Could you imagine if the Incredible Hulk would have had, if David Banner would have had pants that were that big, the Incredible Hulk would have been wearing clothes all the time. But instead, never mind. Anyway, hey, Matt Castle, he's still our quarterback, I want you to know. And to answer your next question, because I know you're going to ask it, no, I'm not worried about being fired. Don't worry. I'm going to be here for a long, long time in Kansas City. I love it here. I love it.
Good. That's good, Coach. Hey, what would I'm sure a lot of people have their own ideas of this, but if there was a Todd Haley fragrance out there, what would it smell like?
Wow. Did my agent call you? Because he's supposed to have you give me these questions ahead of time so I know what to answer. Let me think about that for a minute.
Hey, can I give you my ideas?
Well, sure. Go ahead, kid.
I was thinking kind of a mixture of cigarettes and pancakes.
Well, you just described my mother, but I actually was thinking more along the lines of, rotten muskmelon and maybe a little bit of tapioca pudding, and also the cigarettes. I don't want the cigarette smell. I want the ashes from the ashtray. It's much better that way. You know, we call that third hand smoke where I come from. So, I think that'd be the thing. We call it Haley's Comet, of course.
Oh, what a great name. Did you just think of that? Or is this something that's in the works? Yeah. Are we breaking news here?
No, you know, it's the way I am. You know, when we're on the sideline and we don't have a play for 4th and 47, you know, I come up with things very quickly. And I usually get down, you know, on one knee, and I'll draw the play for Matt Castle, you know. And we'll just come up with things on the fly. So, I came up with that just now. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I'd buy it. I don't know about anybody else, but I'd buy it.
Also, if I could explain I was just thinking to myself, if I could explain the weight gain, why I put on so much weight since being the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, the reason that I have is because, have you ever worked with Romeo Crennel before? I mean,
no, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking fast food for breakfast, fast food for snack, fast food for lunch, fast food for dinner, fast food before you go to bed at night. And I got to tell you, that guy can stink up a toilet.
Well, hey, maybe it's maybe you haven't gained so much weight yourself, but you just look bigger now that you're not surrounded by Crennel or Charlie Weiss.
Well, that could be too, and it might also be the fact that I'm wearing pants that are too big for me. I mean, that makes you look big too. So my wife said that there was something going wrong downstairs, if you know what I'm saying. Like it's starting to shrivel up, and so that kind of tells me that it's possible that I've been gaining some weight, but I'm not sure. I don't step on scales.
you mentioned about Matt Cassel a couple of times there as your starting quarterback, but deep down inside, are you kind of hoping for maybe a little Andrew Luck in the future?
Well, you know, Matt Cassel is our quarterback. That's what they told me to say anyway. You know, we're going to have to lose a few more games for us to get Andrew Luck, first of all. Second of all, you know, Matt Cassel makes an awful lot. You know, Matt Cassel actually makes more money than I do. Did you know that? And that's not good either. So I'd like to get Andrew Luck here in Kansas City maybe see how badly I can ruin him. That'd be okay.
How about Ricky Stanzi?
Well,
we want to see Ricky Stanzi here in Iowa. We want to see Ricky Stanzi.
You know, the problem with Ricky Stanzi is that we'd put him in, and he'd be in for three plays, and he'd be on the IR because he only weighs like 40 pounds. And, you know, they fake the whole height and weight thing. You know, they say, like, if a guy is 6'1" and 190 pounds, they'll call him 6'3", 225 pounds. You know, well, nope. Nobody knows this, but Ricky Stanzi is actually 4'7", 40 pounds. Nobody even knows this. So, truth of the matter is, I don't think he's going to last very long behind center.
I have one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Josh McDaniels, do you miss him?
Who? Who? Oh, that, yeah. Hey, have you ever heard of short man syndrome before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Josh Daniels. His fragrance would be called short man. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
short man.
You had an interesting rivalry that we all miss.
Yeah. I don't even know where he's at anymore. Where's he coaching? He's like...
He's with the Rams, offensive coordinator with the Rams.
Yeah. How are they doing this year?
As good as you guys are.
They won a game? I'm not even sure anymore. Okay.
I don't think so. Well, hey, right, Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll let you go so you can get back to your nap, but thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys, and may God bless you, and we'll see you at the draft next year. Bye.
Well, wow. Batman, there you have it.
That's Coach interesting.
Yeah. Interesting is probably a nice way to describe the coach there.
Yeah, true, true.
But he's about as exciting as his team's offense, his team in general this year.
Yeah, well, that's why every year. Jeez.
All right, Batman. Well, we need to head to another break here so we can go and try to find Brad.
I guess.
All right, let's go do
that. Dude's always on vacation.
Seems like it.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Hi, Billy Mays here for Bucket of Shit, proving once again I'll endorse anything, and we think you'll buy it because I'm Billy Mays. Have you seen my beard? With the shit that comes in Bucket of Shit, you just take out a chunk of it, cut it like dough, simply knead to activate, apply and let dry. It has the muscle to support up to 350 pounds. Bucket of Shit comes in three colors. Spackle the baby's room in dirty diaper yellow. Redo the den in green bean green. Or neutral brown. It it goes anywhere. Mix all three for that camouflage effect and redo your hunting camp. I'm Billy Mays. Empty buckets are a nightmare. Who wants to decide what to put in an empty bucket? With Bucket of Shit, we've already taken care of filling that bucket for you. And I'm Billy Mays. Bucket of Shit is one of the fastest and easiest ways to hang just about anything without any tools. No more pounding, drilling, or damage to your walls. Just take out a handful of shit and slap it right on there. I'm Billy Mays. Call now and we'll throw in another bucket of shit free. Not only that, but you'll receive not one, but two whoopee cushions. But you gotta call now to get this incredible offer. And remember, I'm Billy Mays.
To order your bucket of shit, call now. 1-888-555-1212. That's 1-888-555-1212 for bucket of shit.
If you think this show is precious, then that's really gay. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Old Todd Haley. Well, it was nice to talk to him there, Matt. You really prepped yourself on those questions. Nice work.
Thanks. I pride myself in my research preparedness.
It's clear that you watch more SportsCenter than I do. I don't know. I mean,
it's on all the time.
But you got a family full of sports people too, right? I mean,
well, no, kinda? I just got a family full of people that have no choice but to watch what dad's got on TV.
Let you do whatever you want to do because you're daddy, right?
Pretty much. You know, the kids are so busy running around doing something anyway. It's just they're not paying attention to
it. And I'm sure that it's the same way in your friend's house that had the son with the hickey.
Yeah, my friend's son, he doesn't watch sports at all. He just hangs out in his basement room.
Yeah.
Plotting.
I understand. All right, just so you know, I had to get Batman to turn down the echo. I had to actually write it on a piece of paper.
Actually, it wasn't my fault. My mouse froze again. I'm having something wrong with my laser mouse.
Oh.
I was trying to do it with the little buttons, and it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
Does it take batteries? I didn't think so.
I don't know. All right, here we go. We better move forward. I feel bad because I took up a few minutes of the show at the beginning whining again about no listeners, and it's bad of me to do that, but it's tough because, you know, you come in and you do a show, and you're like, I don't know. I mean, is this just for me and Matt, or what's going on, you know? And
yeah, it's awful, like a slap in the face of the poor people who listen every week.
Well, maybe they should, pipe up and let us know that they're listening, for God's sakes. I'm not asking for you to jump up and down and tell me how freaking wonderful I am. Just tell me, hey, I like that segment with Peter King, you know, or something like that.
Once in a while, right?
I'm more popular with my tweets than I am with this show. I mean, I should just go and just do Twitter full time instead of doing this show. You know, that gets more response, so... I don't know. All right. But I do feel bad. So let's move forward. I got something that I know I have had a response on, but I am glad that I know at least one or two people enjoy this stuff. Matt, I've got old clips from my radio days again.
And all right.
These are some that I pulled off when I was on the road in July and August. And one night I laid down on my hotel room bed and I had a giant boom box that's just barely still put back together. And I had two boxes of cassette tapes. And I just started going through some, and I marked a few and got some new clips that I haven't had on MP3 in, well, ever. So these are actually all of them that I pulled, if we get through all of them anyway. I'm going to start, first of all, and this is great, Matt, because I'm looking forward to having you reminisce a little bit, because you've got a much better memory than I do, and maybe you can refresh my memory of a few stories and things that may, you know, help me spark something to say. Who knows?
Cool. So, yeah, this will be fun.
Okay, here we go. Because as people might recall, Matt and I used to work together in real radio back in the day. Radio that we got paid in.
Yes.
Much better.
$4 an hour.
Sorry, for God's sake. Exactly.
The big bucks.
So here I am working the night show, and I did a thing that didn't last very long, and I wished I would have done it more. And this would be a great segment to do if we actually had listeners here on this show. It's called Ask BJ, because my air name was BJ Bradley.
Taking a call right now. Go ahead and ask me.
Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they never had umbilical cords, did they?
They didn't have what? Well, no, but you see, the thing is that when God created Adam and Eve,
uh-huh.
It all had to do with the fact that it was all, you know, he knew what he was doing. He was thinking in the future.
Yeah.
So that's why he gave him, it was like a pre-belly button. It was kind of like making a hole in the wall before it actually happens.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
It's as easy as that.
red hot rock from the
green. The problem is that didn't make any sense, but you know, yeah, that's why the segment didn't last very long, was because BJ could never come up with any good answers. You know,
you thought the questions fired at Todd Haley were tough. That's a tough one.
Was a tough one. Why did Adam and Eve, did they have umbilical cords? Yes. So now, you know, the funny thing about working nights was everybody was under the age of 14 that listened and called in that time of night. So we also did the B.J. Bradley Love and Dedication Hour or show, or whatever we called it. Yes, where little kids would call in and they would want to dedicate a song. And I never gave them a choice of what song. I chose the songs, but they would just go ahead and either I'd let them say all the dedications or I'd write them down and say them myself sometimes. So here is one of them right here.
K95, hello.
Hi, may I make a request?
Sure.
This chick sounds like she's about four, by the way.
She's not sound old at all.
Bad, yeah.
K95, hello.
Hi, may I make a request?
Sure.
It's Something to Believe In.
Okay.
To Denny Pooh.
To what?
To Denny Pooh.
Like Winnie the Pooh, only nuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
From Honey Bunny.
Okay.
Those are kind of our little names we have.
Little nicknames. The only pillow talk, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Any more?
Oh.
Is that it? Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Just those two names, huh?
Yeah, and
those are really
my sister.
Those are sticky names, you know that?
Yeah.
Sticky, kind of gross kind of names. Mm-hmm. I would think more of Honey Bear rather than Honey Bunny, but I don't know. I guess they kind of rhyme, don't they?
Yeah.
The things we say when we're in love, huh?
Uh-huh. What do we think?
And not only that, but the things we do when we're in love. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Now, just to clarify, first of all, I was entertaining myself, okay? Second of all, I had a cold, by the way, I can tell. And thirdly, I was speaking of hickeys. That's what I meant, the things you do when you're in love.
Ah, so, back to the hickeys.
I'm sure she was older than she sounded, but not of age. That's for sure. Yeah.
No.
Now, this next one was more along the lines of how things went during the Love and Dedication show back in the day here.
Hello.
Can I make some dedications?
Sure.
Okay. To Jason from You Know Who. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then to Billy from Robin. To to Gabe from Ashley. She really likes you. To Chris from Christy. To Nick King, we all miss you. To Johnny Reed. I hope you have fun up in Eldora. Quiet.
Excuse me?
Nothing. To Don from Ryan. To Wendy from Gary.
Did you like any ketchup with your fries? Anything to drink, ma'am?
Okay, now listen.
What do you think this is? What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Robin.
Robin, this isn't your show. It's my show. Okay?
Well, it could be my show.
So now, you know how they say when you're filling up a glass, they say, okay, go ahead and say when, right?
Yeah.
Well, I say when. See ya.
That.
Golly, you were even a jerk back then.
You say dick. That's okay. I was, but, you know, with Matt as my witness, you know... That was bad radio until I got funny. Okay, was bad. That was
you got like call after call after call
It was horrible. It was horrible. And I unfortunately, I mean that right there was one of my finer moments because I wasn't very good at the one line zingers. I mean, I just didn't know how to mess with them. And you know, there weren't. And also, Matt, you recall we get in trouble for saying poop on the air. I mean, I couldn't say certain things, so I really had to be careful. You know, but I'm actually kind of proud of that one because the good news is
a big deal. That was a big deal for a lot of those kids, though. I mean, because there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, there was no cell phones.
This is very true. I mean, I grew up with the radio, and these kids that you're hearing here on these old clips grew up with the radio. You're right. There was none of that back then. There was no bad internet radio shows with three listeners, and now we only have one because of that clip I just played. And you know, it's just things have changed so much. And you're right. It was a big deal. It was definitely a big deal to those poor kids. And I just didn't care that they were thinking it was a big deal. It's like, whatever. I mean, I've got clips where, and I played one of them before. There was a variety of times where people would call into the show at night and they would think, or they'd ask us the competing radio country station, KSU's, phone number. They'd say, do you have Casey's phone number? And I'd say, yeah, I do. And I give him our business line. Okay. I give him the line one, you know, yeah. And, yeah. And you'd see that ringing from the studio and you'd pick it up. Hey, KSU radio, you know, kind of a thing. And then they'd start. And I kept people on the line forever. Just saying, you don't want to listen to us. We stink, you know, and stuff like that. And it was just, it was fun, but it was, you were entertaining yourself because the phone calls with the 13-year-olds were really, really just boring. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were in the basement of this empty studio at 10 o'clock at night, and there was no one else around. You had to do something to keep yourself entertained.
Pretty much. I mean, it was either drink, have sex, or dork around with people on the phone. Some people did all three. I'm not going to say if I did or not, but may have, may not have, don't really know. But this one's dumb, by the way.
The best mix of the 80s and 90s, KG95. You know, I'm so excited tonight. I'm on cloud 10. 817 with AJ.
Laugh at myself.
Counting Crows on the way by request, 4 p.m. and a whole lot more. Excuse me, I'm having some Bigfoot Pizza Hut pizza. Good stuff, Maynard. This is Living Joy and Dreamer, KG95.
This is how I used to do that, the Pizza Hut pizza. It was Domino's pizza. The office manager, Shirley. Remember Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
Shirley Dykus. Yep.
Yep.
She's still around. She might even still be at the station. And
oh, really?
That's the thing about all these people. All these people are still there. We're going to hear from a few of them here on these clips. All of them are still there except for me and you. And well, you're still in Sioux City. So you're 50% there. You know, you could probably get a part-time job there sweeping the floors or something if you wanted to.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
I understand. It's so different now, you know. Bigfoot Pizza. No, Shirley Dykus had these gift certificates. They were trade-out. We had trade-out with Domino's people, a little radio lesson, Radio 101. Trade-out is when you say, we'll go ahead and play your advertisement on our station, and in return, instead of giving us cash, you can just give us pizzas. And so they would give these certificates or coupons, and I knew exactly where Shirley had them hidden in her desk. So at night, when it was time for my second dinner at 10 o'clock or so, because if you're going to get up to 3:15 or so in the weight category, you got to eat two dinners, you know.
Yeah, you got to dedicate yourself.
Exactly, exactly. So I would go upstairs, and I'd grab one of those certificates, and I would order a pizza, and I'd hand the certificate to the delivery guy, and I'd eat myself a large pizza all by myself. And by the way, never tipped the guy once. Never, ever tipped. I was cheap, okay? I was making $1,000 American a month in 1992, okay? And secondly, I didn't really understand tips. I just didn't get it, you know? I had an argument with Scott Miller, who was an afternoon guy there for a while before he got fired for bitching about his job on the air. And he and I argued about whether or not I should be tipping the guy, the lady that was doing our hair. We went to the same hair person. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you should tip him. And I'm like, but dude, I'm paying like $25 to get my hair cut. I mean, that's expensive. You know, yeah. I'm like, I'm not tipping him. So then, like the moron that I was, I went one day to get my hair cut. And I asked the gal, I said, Scott says I should tip you. She's like, what do you say? What have you?
It's up to you.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, we're fine. You don't have to tip me. Okay, good. You know, so I didn't.
So you didn't? You know?
I don't think so. I don't remember. And the funny thing is, the only reason this gal ever did my hair was because she did hair for some special thing where some event thing where we were all characters and dressed up like certain characters and stuff. And she did my hair for a couple of things back when I had hair. You know, and she said, hey, you know, you want to get your hair cut? And that's how I started going to her. So I feel kind of bad now looking back. But, hey, I was stupid. I was like 21 years old, you know.
Yeah. A lot of young kids don't understand it anyway.
No, exactly.
That's why you had that big notch cut out of the back of your head all the time that nobody wanted to tell you about.
I know. Exactly. Probably. All right. Here's another one for you. You'll appreciate. This was back when I was filling in for the morning show with Rita. By the way, Rita, still there.
Still there. Yep. Yeah.
And Al Jones was doing the news for KCAU Channel 9 TV, and we would get him on the Marty, as they call it, the satellite or whatever, and we would get him on the air, and he'd do the news. By the way, Al Jones, still there.
Yep.
Yep.
I used to live next door to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's got nice big hair.
Yeah, Yeah.
And by the way,
always in character.
He's finally, yeah, and always, exactly, which is really weird too. I don't understand that. But anyway, here's a little clip for you. You'll kind of appreciate this because, and Todd, you'll appreciate this too, because you'll know that even in professional studios where people get paid, weird things happen. Listen to this music just kind of come out of nowhere in the middle of a morning show here.
The best mix of the 80s and 90s, KG95.
Oh, and also listen to Rita, listen to her constantly interrupt me. Because that was just my biggest pet peeve. It's been my biggest pet peeve since doing these shows, and it was always my pet peeve trying to do a morning show, especially with this broad, because she's too busy talking. Real quick, here we go.
The best mix of the 80s and 90s, KG95.
Yeah, with G to G. Ooh, just a little bit. I'm just happy you're here.
I was going to say, you're real excited this morning, aren't you?
It's going to be another one of those. Who needs another blizzard?
It's Wednesday, hump day. Just remember that.
And who needs
it's really nice and balmy out now.
It's nice outside right now, but they're saying it's going to get cruddy.
Well, yeah, but that means that you have school right now, so go ahead and go, because it's warm out.
Except for
Wisner Pilger,
who has no school, and also Wisner Head Start. No Head Start class today.
Because? We don't know.
Because they said so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good enough reason.
All right, we'll talk to Al Jones with KTIP Channel 4 and some news after this.
We've got
up north. Wayne, you'll be surprised at your new
commercial.
Shop. I love you, Wayne.
All right.
I love you, too.
709 and...
Ooh, what's that?
I don't know.
Al?
I think.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
Are you dancing? Oh, I know what that is.
Dancing.
The lever's not.
I'm like
yet.
Over here trying to.
You just talk to Al.
Okay.
See if I can fix it.
Al, good morning. We got a little background music,
you
Al.
Guys doing the lumbata there.
Well, we were thinking about it. This is a new way to start out our day. How about you? Are you moving? Hey, we were supposed to ask something. Can you ask Kristen what the weather's like up in Sioux Falls? Does she have any idea, or is she not handy?
Well, she's not right. Not right here at
the. Well, why don't
you? The strangest thing. This music just starts up out of nowhere, and as you can probably just see me, Matt, in your head, floating yeah. around trying to figure out over the board what's going on and everything. It was just yep. the strangest thing. Yeah.
You can never give me hell again after I just heard that.
I know, but
my
the thing
God.
Here's the thing is that wasn't my fault. Of course, then again, who do I sound like when I say that, Matt? I sound like Batman saying, it wasn't yep. my fault. See, the server did this and the thing like that. It's not my fault. I actually thought I was going to have to yell at you again today because I got a note from somebody. The one listener that does listen to the show emailed me and said, I've got a problem. I don't know if it's me at work or what the deal is, but I can only listen to 10 seconds of last week's show, and then it just cuts off, and it's been happening to me every day. He says, now, it might be my work. I'm not sure. So I tested today. I thought, mother, father, Batman, I swear to God, if this show is screwed up too, I'm going to beat the living bat out of you. Sure enough, for once in your life, Batman, it was correct. It was correct, and I appreciate that. Yeah, you'll get over it. So, Matt, we didn't have quite as much time because Todd Haley was so long-winded. I tell you what, listening to those clips really brings back memories. I mean, I didn't even get to the stuff where Mike Newhouse and Ted Mann, the former owner and general manager, and I were doing the shopping show on the AM radio station.
Man. Oh, we got to listen to that sometime.
By the way, Mike Newhouse, still there.
Yeah, he is.
He's terrible.
He's on a billboard, I think, around here somewhere.
Oh, that's not right. That's not right. He's got about as much hair as I do these days. But, yeah. So, hey, next week, I don't want you to get too excited, but rumor has it that AFCAR might be here with us.
He's upgraded to questionable, huh?
Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, I would say questionable. Questionable yeah. is good. He's rehabbing, and he's been practicing on special teams, and good possibility that he might make it back into the starting lineup next week. So, we'll have to see.
It'd be good to hear from him again.
It would be nice to have him back on the show. I know he's doing well, keeping busy. And Magic Matt LeBlanc Perry, great to have you. Also, give your best to your friend and his son and your friend's wife. And
I will. I will.
Also, your friend's son's gay boyfriend. And whatever. I don't know. Great story, but very confusing. It was just
it wasn't. It was perfectly clear in my head.
It became perfectly clear when we finally hit the punchline. Yes.
Wait for it.
Come on, man. We didn't get to talk about that. I love that. Come on, man.
We'll get to it.
Come on, man. Okay. Gotta stop. Okay. Magic Matt, good to have you. Thanks for being with us, pal.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Batman, almost always a pleasure to have you here with us as well. I am Brad Westmar saying, if you're listening, thank you. If you're not, F you. We'll talk to you later. Good night.